And on the line from the United States is Carmel Melamed, who is an Iranian-American journalist based in Los Angeles. Carmel, thanks so much for joining us. The last time we spoke to you, this time last week, we chatted about the relationship between Iran and Israel until 1979. And we spoke about Israel and Iran collaborating in agriculture, water, technology, and other things. And what I wanted to focus on today is after the 1979 revolution, what happened? And so I'd like to start by asking you, after the revolution, were all ties completely cut off between Israelis and Iranians, or did anything continue behind the scenes?
Hi, Paula. Thank you for having me on again on your program. It's a pleasure. Indirectly, relations continued between the Ayatollah regime and Israel after the 1979 revolution. I don't know if you recall, but between 1980 and 1988, there was a war between Iran and Iraq, and Israel provided arms to Iran during that war. Of course, it's not because they had any love for the Ayatollahs in Iran, but it was because their main enemy was Iraq. Both Iran and Israel did not have any love for Saddam Hussein, who was in control of Iraq at that time, and Israel wanted to do everything in its power to weaken the Iraqi regime. So they sold arms to Iran, to the Ayatollahs, during the war. Subsequent to the war, all other relations were severed, and the Ayatollah regime commenced with their campaign of wanting Israel destroyed and calling for death to Israel and really pursuing a campaign of anti-Semitism in the world, promoting anti-Semitism, promoting Holocaust denial. So that short period was the only collaboration that really went on between the two countries after 1979.
Who today inside Iran or in the diaspora supports the idea of peace between Iran and Israel?
Well, there's a number of Iranian activists and groups out there, but perhaps the most prominent opposition leader and group is led by Reza Pahlavi, the crown prince of Iran, the son of the late Shah. He traveled to Israel in April of 2023. It was a historic trip. No Iranian leader had visited Israel in 43 years, and he was the first to do that. He spoke directly to the people of Israel, extending an arm of friendship between the people of Iran and Israelis, wanting for the Cyrus Accords, the future peace between the two nations once the Ayatollah regime is gone, and really calling for cooperation between the two countries to improve on Iran's current situations that are very dire with regards to power, water, environmental issues, trade, technology. And since his visit to Israel, he has spoken to a number of Jewish organizations in America about promoting that future peace between Israel and Iran.
Now, you referenced the Cyrus Accords, which is a vision for renewed ties between the two nations, named after Cyrus the Great, the ancient Persian king who freed the Jews from Babylon and helped rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. What exactly do the Cyrus Accords say?
The Cyrus Accords essentially are the same as the Abraham Accords, where the Arab countries had full recognition of Israel, full normalization, and full diplomatic, economic ties were established. But instead of the Arab countries, the Cyrus Accords would create full diplomatic, economic normalization and full ties between Iran and Israel. Let's not forget, Iran is a country of 90 million today. That is no small population. And it would be a substantial, major peace initiative. And it would be based on mutual respect, full recognition. Of course, as I spoke in our last discussion, Iran and Israel had de facto relations. It was not a formal relationship but between the two countries, but Iran had informally recognized Israel, had full trade, had diplomatic relations, and extensive economic ties and trade and business activities going on. So the Cyrus Accords would establish all of that formally out in the open.
Do you think that they could have as much of an impact as the Abraham Accords did with the Arab world?
I think they would have an even greater impact because the Iranian population, the large segment of the Iranian population of 90 million are under the age of 40. They know nothing about the 1979 Islamic Revolution. They have rejected the Ayatollah's hatred for Jews and hatred for Israel. If we look at social media, a lot of the Persian language hashtags and messages coming from young people in Iran have been Iranians stand with Israel. It's been a very popular hashtag on social media. Tremendous amount of support for Israel after the October 7th attacks. And really, Iranians inside of Iran, especially the younger generation, wanting to have peace and relations with Israel and saying, we have no quarrel with the Jews. They've been our historic friends from the time of Cyrus and even in the 20th century. Israel has been there for us when we've had natural disasters and supported us. They even provided arms to us when we were fighting Iraq during the Iran-Iraq war. So the younger generation, who are the majority in Iran, the silent majority, they have been expressing a tremendous amount of interest and desire in having that friendship and warm relations with Israel. So I think that the Cyrus Accords would be even bigger. Their impact would be even larger than the Arab countries because of the positive feelings and warm historic ties that have existed between Iranians and Israelis and Iranians and Jews. Likewise, let us not forget that there are close to 80 to 100,000 Iranian Jews in the world. United States, they live in Israel, and they operate between the Iranian world and also the Jewish Israeli world. And they will act as bridges between the two nations to promote trade, to promote diplomatic ties, to promote academia relations, business, entertainment, sports. That's something that we really don't have between the Arab countries and Israel because the Arab countries expelled their Jews.
Carmel, we need to leave it there. That's Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist based in Los Angeles, and that's a topic we will, of course, return to repeatedly, the way forward between Israel and Iran. And that brings us to the end of today's program. I'll be with you again tomorrow, same place, same time. Have a great evening.